Good morning. Hello, come on in. Find a seat. Might not be sitting in it a whole lot, but at least find a place to mark your position maybe or something like that. So I was asking the Lord this morning about how to open the service, and he had me focusing on the abundance in nature in Alaska around us, and the streams that are teeming with fish, and the gardens that are growing at a crazy rate, and the coming hunting season, of course, which is a little out there yet, but if you're like me, you're already hunting in your mind. So anyway, with all that in mind, the Holy Spirit's got me reading the first 25 verses of Genesis this morning to open. So I'm going to kind of, in the Passion Translation, and I'm going to kind of shotgun through it. So I'd encourage you to go back and maybe read it a little slower and get the full flavor and meaning of it and see what the Lord has in it for you. So here we go. This is Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 in the Passion Translation. When God created the heavens and the earth was completely formless and empty, with nothing but darkness draped over the deep. God's Spirit hovered over the face of the waters. And then God announced, "Let there be light," and light burst forth. And God saw the light as pleasing and beautiful. He used the light to dispel the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. And so evening gave way to morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome between the waters to separate the water above from the water below." He made the dome and called it sky, and separated the water above the dome from the water below the dome. Evening gave way to morning, day two. And God said, "Let the water beneath the sky be gathered into one place, and let the dry ground appear." And so it happened. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw the beauty of his creation, and he was very pleased. Then God said, "Let the land burst forth with growth, plants that bear seeds of their own kind, and every variety of fruit tree, each with power to multiply from its own seed." And so it happened. The land flourished with grasses, every variety of seed-bearing plant, and trees bearing fruit with their seeds in them. That's amazing. And God loved what he saw, for it was beautiful. Evening gave way to morning, day three. And God said, "Let there be bright lights to shine in space to bathe the earth with their light. Let them serve as signs to separate the day from night and signify the days, seasons, and years." So it happened. God made two great lights, the brighter light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He also spread the tapestry of shining stars and set them all in the sky to illuminate the earth, to rule over the day and to rule over the night, and to separate the light from darkness. God loved what he saw, for it was beautiful. Evening gave way to morning, day four. God said, "Let there be life. Let the waters swarm with sea life, and let the sky be filled with soaring birds of every kind." God created huge sea creatures and every living creature that moves of every kind, swarming in the water and flying in the sky according to their species. God loved what he saw, for it was beautiful. God blessed them. I'll say that again. God blessed them, saying, "Reproduce and be fruitful. Fill the waters of the sea with life and the earth with flying birds." Evening gave way to morning, day five. God said, "Let the earth produce every class and kind of living creature, livestock, crawling things, wild animals, after each after its kind. And so it happened, God made the wild animals according to their species, livestock according to their species, and all the creatures that creep along the ground according to their species. And God loved what he saw, for it was beautiful. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now, Father. We just worship, Lord, your grand creation, Lord, your grand plan. We thank you for including us in it all, Lord. We thank you for you choose us as co-laborers, Lord, in your kingdom, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We choose you. We choose you today, Lord, in worship and hearing your word for us today, Lord. So just go ahead and enter into worship now and let him know. Let him know that you're ready. You're ready to step in with him, to co-labor with him. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you.
about them to show young people the community to them. You know, that's something you have to think about. I've heard a lot of good messages and statements and declarations of communion. So I said, Lord, what do you want me to say? I don't want to just tell a good story. I want your meaning in it, you know, which we always hear God's meaning in these things. I like to read what I wrote because it seems to be, to me, I can gather my thoughts easier. So John 6:53, the Lord said to me, he said, eat my flesh and drink my blood. That's as astounding to me today as it probably was to them then. It's like, what are you talking about? So that eluded me to step into this and say, as I asked the Lord to refresh the meaning of communion to me, I was reminded that he said, eat my flesh and drink my blood. Then Jesus tells us, you have no life in you, which alludes to me that there's got to be life somewhere else. If it's not in me, I'm going to die. But what does it mean to live in that life on a daily basis? If you do this, eat the flesh and drink the blood, you have eternal life. It's declared in John 6:53-54. To eat and to drink is receiving the life, the power, and the virtue. It is the tree of life, restored to us. And I looked at that and thought, it's restored when we take communion. But that's every 2 weeks, once a month, right? I think there's a deeper meaning. It also says those who do will be raised up in the last days. Well, I don't want to go on that rabbit trail. We are, in my mind, in the last days. Every day is just a day closer. And I'll look for that glory to come in me on this earth. It's when you live in him, where you are strengthened in him, where he abounds in you, where we feed on him. And the word says, I will become his life, meaning us. That's where the Lord enters in and becomes our life. Is it our life every month or a communion? No. It's every day. It's not like the manna that fell from heaven for the Israelites, is what the Lord said. The Lord says, eat this bread and you will live forever. Believe that for here and in heaven. All of this brings us to the daily consumption question. What does it look like to live each day with this bread and this blood that we feed ourselves? Let this food shape your identity. For Philippians 4:13 says, where you can do all things in Christ. All is a big word. That's every day. It even goes deeper than every day. Where you are made strong is what the word says. stay strong by eating the Word. For that is where the true power exists, is eating the Word of God. Refreshing yourself, strengthening. The Word's full of, I will strengthen you. That is where the power lives. Where grace and power lives inside of you. This is not a once a month serving. This is a daily serving. It even goes deeper. And it was very, not even coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe the Lord purposes things. As we were down here this morning, Marita started sharing. And she's talking about that trust in what I just read and this communion. And when I say it goes deeper, I told her, and she said it, and then it just resounded in me. And this was already written, so it's not a coincidence. What is this trust? The greatest trust in the Lord. And to be full is moment by moment. Trusting the Lord in every moment that you live until He comes to take us home. So thank you, Lord, for every moment. I thank you for this moment in communion. I thank you, Father God, that you would enlighten us what you look like moment by moment. Decision making, how we choose to be offended or not offended, how we choose to glorify your name and stand up and be an example of that strength that you've empowered us with your flesh and your blood. For now you are part of us and partaking, Father God, that we may enact that power out of our flesh and out of our blood.
already provided. He's already given it all. He's already given us words, vision, promises even through his words. And I just hear him saying, I, the Lord, have spoken and I will do it. I, the Lord, have spoken and I will do it. I, the Lord, have spoken and I will do it. I, the Lord, have spoken over the state of Alaska and I will do it. I, the Lord, have spoken over your life and I will do it. I am the faithful one. I will do it. I, the Lord, have spoken and I will do it. Will I not do it? Will I not do it? We come into agreement with you this morning, God. That's what we're doing here. We're coming into agreement with what you have already spoken, what you have already said. The Lord has spoken, won't he do it? The Lord has spoken, won't he do it?
Prophesying. This is an encouraging word to you. There is a storm in this picture that you can't see very well because the Lord said, speak to the storm and tell it peace. Speak to the storm and mute it. And I did, and I muted the storm that's all around the eagle on here. And I had the vision of the eagle carrying Alaska through this storm. And I want you to know, you are Alaska. He's going to carry us through. And I'm going to read this scripture in Isaiah 30 or 40:31, but those who entwine their hearts with Yahweh, they will experience divine strength. They will rise up and soar on wings and and fly like eagles, and they will run their race without growing weary and walk through life without giving up. You're not going to give up. You're not going to give up. So I'm going to brush off this gold, and I want you guys to set your hearts to rise up. The eagle is made of 61 prophetic words that I cut out. Every feather is a prophetic word over Alaska and over you. Put your name in there. Put your name in there and rise up bright.
Vision in front of us. And those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and they will not grow weary. They will walk and they will not faint. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it. And I will do it. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. They will rise on the wings of eagles. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a relief. Thank you. Thank you.
worship, eh? Yes, Lord. I'm in Psalms 25 in the Passion Translation, verses 12 through 14. You can picture yourself kind of being in the arms of the Lord this morning in the service. It's been coming out. I actually see an eagle's nest that I'm in with the protection around me. There's three ways to give. I'll let you read that. You can also come up in front here during the next song, worship song, and put your tithes and offering in there. So Psalms 25 in the Passion Translation, verse 12 through 14. Who are they that live in the holy fear of Yahweh? You will show them the right path to take. Then prosperity and favor will be their portion, and their descendants will inherit the earth. I love legacy. There's a private place reserved for the devoted lovers of Yahweh, where they sit near Him and receive the revelation secrets of His promises. Would you love to receive the revelation secrets of His promises? That just sounds like an awesome place of intimacy with the Creator of the universe. Of course, a part of that is in our giving. In a moment, our finances, but it goes so far beyond that, right? Our time, serving. I'd ask you to pray into that, actually, and see where the Lord would like you to maybe step it up a notch. He's always looking for new levels, right, for us to grow in, to go through process. And sometimes those are difficult, maybe even scary places sometimes when He calls you to do something. I encourage you to step into it. Give it a try. He'll have something even harder later. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank You for the opportunity today, the opportunity to gather corporately, freely, publicly. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for the opportunity to sow into the kingdom. In Your mighty name, amen.
The Lord say that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Every word. Every word. Say it. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We live by that. That's what brings life. His word. He's the living word. So Rachel read this scripture in Isaiah, and the Lord said, well, read the beginning of that. Hast thou not heard? Hast thou not known that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not? Neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. He gives power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases strength. And then He goes on to talk about really fall. This eagle that Rachel put so much time into. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm really thankful for her and her gifts, what she brings. But every one of these words proceeded out of the mouth of God. Every single one. They're prophetic. They're alive. They're food for us. We live by them. Because who is the spirit of prophecy but Jesus Christ? Right? So, I encourage you to come up here when you have opportunity and read these words. These were words that were spoken over Alaska by prophets that came here, by teachers that came here, some people who live here in Alaska. But every one of these words, God is saying he will do. That's what he's saying this morning. I'm going to do it. In fact, let's go a little further. He already did it. He already did it. So we decree on earth as it is in heaven, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You can do this during the offering. Don't you have to sit in your seat. In fact, can you stand up? It's bothering me. I would encourage you to walk down, look at that, but not only read, pick up a piece of the gold that's on the floor. Take a piece with you. Yeah, you can put it in your pocket. You can put it in your Bible. You can put it wherever you want. But as a remembrance of what the Lord has spoken to you, of what the Lord has spoken over you, over Alaska. So don't be shy. If you want to move, you can get out of your seat and go down there and look at it. You can grab a piece of gold. Just remember there's other people probably behind you.
about you, Lord, and how you impact their life, Lord. And just let them partake and be active and bring it on home. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We'll transition here into the next part of the service. Feel free to visit a little bit while we're getting ready.